Extreme weather events are expected to be a regular feature of the Caribbean going forward, due largely to the effects of climate change. With this in mind, Caribbean governments are exploring measures to enhance the region's ability to effectively manage and recover from natural disasters. In a recent interview with Ian Boyne, Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde detailed ways in which our organization is moving to assist the region in this thrust. We bring you an excerpt of that interview.
We have already decided to increase access to our financial instruments. To, you know, we refer to access by reference to the share that each country has in the capital of the IMF.
It was in May this
and it
year.
Was
in May this
in
year.
May of, of 2017. We've decided to bring that up to 60% whenever more than 20% of the GDP of a country is destroyed. So that's step one, and it was urgently needed. The second thing that we have decided is to actually convene around us representatives of the public sector, of the private sector, other international financial institutions, in order to examine what else and what more can be done, not in the very short term to fix the immediate damage, which needs to be done, of course, but to look at the medium term and find out whether there are financial instruments, insurance coverages, bond issuance, and any other type of precautionary or prevention instrument that can be available for the countries that are most susceptible of being hurt by weather catastrophes of the like that we've seen, like the recent hurricanes. And I think we need to do that because the public sector by itself will not be able to do it. There will never be enough of GDP
Absolutely.
To cover the cost of those premiums that will continue to go up. But if countries come together, if the insurance companies also participate, if the reinsurance companies are brought into the picture, if the financial institutions that are experts at designing highly sophisticated bonds that are particularly adjusted to the circumstances, and if the other financial institutions, such as us, the World Bank, the Inter-American Development Banks, the Caribbean Development Banks, and others, can all come together to say, you know, okay, together with the government of those countries, we just need to put our heads together and figure out what can be done so that when the massive catastrophe hits again and destroys again, we are better prepared, we can call on instruments, we have rapid forces that we can deploy in order to better respond to those circumstances. So this is the second thing. The last thing that I would mention, and it's particularly topical because there is this COP23 happening now in Berlin, is that we need to all continue to send the message across that overall fight against climate change is going to be decisive and will make a difference. Maybe not tomorrow, maybe not in the medium term, but in the longer term. So we need to really apply our energy to the short term, to rapid financing, which is raised to 60% of access, the medium term, collective determination to invent new instruments and to pool resources in order to deploy the forces that will be needed, and the longer-term perspective of actually dealing with climate change.
Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.